Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, it looks like the banks are going to find a way to get some money now that new rules and regulations via the government are going to start taking effect.
That's right, Tony. I just wrote the story because I wanted to let people know that, you know, what to expect in the coming months, over the coming year, because banks right now are scrambling to figure out, well, if we can't charge, you know, our customers these fees because the government is cracking down on them, you know, we have to make up the fees some other way. So they're trying to, you know, figure out how to do that. And so we're likely to see all kinds of different and new charges pop up over the next few months.
And Catherine, something we've talked about before, in the past, the banks have a history of making their money by loaning money. And then somewhere along the way, they figured out that they can make money on service fees and in other areas and make a nice nickel from that. And that's what they've been doing to make a lot of profits.
Right. You know, right now, actually, they're not lending that much. You know, they claim it's because that there isn't enough demand for loans. But, you know, a lot of businesses say they can't get loans. And so, you know, the lending has really dropped off in, during this recession for a variety of reasons. And so they're definitely a lot more dependent on income from fees. So, you know, if the government cracks down on certain fees that were pretty, you know, made up a large portion of their revenue, then they have to try to offset that somehow. So, you know, consumers are going to notice some changes.
In your story, you talk about how 20% of banks in the country, including Fifth Third and TCF Bank, both with branches here in Michigan, have moved away from providing free checking accounts.
Right. That's something that, you know, not all banks are going to do, but many banks are going to have to, many banks in just the 20% that have already done so are going to have to consider doing, because you know, they used to be able to provide free checking because they could, you know, it's a cost they bore because they made up for it, you know, by getting a lot of overdraft fees, credit card fees, and what's called debit interchange fees from retailers. And so now, you know, they don't have that income coming in, so they're going to have to, free checking becomes, you know, more of a burden to them. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We're also going to see, you know, probably fees on everything from, you know, trying to get, if we need a certified check, to using an ATM that's out of your bank's network, as well as, you know, a lot of cost-cutting moves like fewer bank branches, for, you know, at the large bank.
So talk about the new rules and regulations, what they are and when they take effect.
Sure. Almost all of them have pretty much taken effect except for one, and that doesn't affect consumers directly. That's the debit interchange fees, which will be those will go into effect, you know, sometime in over the next year. The Federal Reserve still has to write the rules for that. But the fees that affect consumers, some of the new rules went into effect actually this month, and some went into effect earlier this year. But basically, one of them dealt with overdraft fees. And in the past, banks used to have, you know, they could just automatically charge you overdraft fees if you overdraw your account when you were using your debit card or an ATM. Now consumers have to say, you know, have to give the banks permission in order for them to charge them overdraft fees. Otherwise, you know, you're basically, if you overdraw your account and you don't want to be charged the fees, then you just won't be able to overdraw your account. So basically, it's making it harder for banks to charge overdraft fees. Yeah, the other piece of legislation dealt with credit cards, and there's a bunch of different things in that law. But basically, you know, penalty fees for making late payments are now capped at $25. And actually, your minimum payment that you failed to make on time is less than $25, and it actually could be lower than $25. And you know, there's a bunch of other things in the rules that banks can no longer do, such as you know, they can't charge you high annual fees on credit cards anymore. So, you know, their hands are getting more tied in terms of what they can charge consumers when it comes to credit card fees. However, the high interest rates on credit cards there is some limitations on that, but there's also still some wiggle room there. So you're not going to see necessarily all the high interest rate increases go away.
We're talking with Catherine Young, who's the Detroit Free Press business writer on the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Well, Catherine, these are billions in fees that the banks are used to getting, so I guess we can expect changes to include shorter grace periods for credit card payments, bigger minimum balances, and so on and so forth in order for banks to try and get these revenues back.
Right. So consumers should just be on the lookout, you know, when they're going to get, you know, notices from their banks that about different pricing strategies that the banks are employing. They really should be on the lookout for that over the next year or so to see what new higher fees that they might be charged if they don't have enough money in their checking account and other types of things. One option for them to do, and a lot of experts expect this will happen, is that a lot of people will get fed up and will probably move their money to credit unions, which has already been happening in this recession for a bunch of different reasons. So.
And as your story concludes with the credit union benefit, credit unions, of course, are able to charge a lot less in fees because they're member-owned and at least not trying to make it as big a nickel.
Right. They're not. They don't have to try to meet shareholder expectations, and so they're not as driven by the profit motive as traditional banks are.
In writing this story, anything surprise you?
Well, it's just I guess I was just surprised by how overt a lot of these top bank executives, particularly at the large banks, they were pretty candid in a lot of their talks with analysts about, basically saying, if we can't charge for the burger, we're going to charge more for the fries, that kind of analogy, and explaining to, they're pretty open about how they plan to respond to these government regulations. But, I mean, they're not nonprofit organizations. They that's their purpose. They're there to make money. So, they were pretty clear that in sending their signals that this is what they were going to have to do.
And, Catherine, as we let you go, what's interesting about the lack of money that they're loaning, I know that the Obama administration has been clamoring for banks to lend more monies. Do we see that happening anytime soon?
I still am not seeing it. I've been waiting. This has been going on for more than a year now, and despite all the, government officials trying to put pressure on the banks to do that, the one positive note I've seen is that some of the banks have eased their lending requirements for smaller businesses. But in Michigan, it's still a tough road for many businesses here. If they want to get a loan and they're not they're not really if they're just struggling to stay in business and the value of their their assets like property, commercial property has dropped. So it's still a tough the credit crisis is still alive and well in Michigan, at least.
Catherine Young's the excellent business writer for the Detroit Free Press. Go to freep.com and you can pull up Catherine's stories, and Young is spelled Y-U-N-G. What are you working on now, Catherine?
Let's see. I guess I'm working on a story about the movie industry here in Michigan, so it's a little more fun topic.
All right. Thanks so much. Enjoy your day, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.